Oh my goodness, that's just helps everybody. I hope take a time out and just settle for a minute. That Miles Davis is literally music to our ears, and a perfect stage setting for us to chat with our guest. Of course, that was Blue and Green, and you'll be hearing some jazz and maybe some Johnny Cash. We'll play in a few minutes. You'll be all over the spectrum, I imagine, at the newly opening soon Ibis, and that's who we have here to chat with today. We get the great pleasure of shining our local voices spotlight on new businesses and meeting people in our community. And the Ibis is just about to open their doors very soon. Thanks to Excite Credit Union, real quick, just for sponsoring our local voices spotlights. They are the leader in local business and banking solutions. And with that, I want to give a very big warm welcome to Matt Ray with the Ibis, coming soon to the Soda Pop District. Welcome, Matt. Glad to have you in the igloo.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is certainly our pleasure, and we are really excited about what you guys have got going on, but I'm going to let you kind of give an introduction to folks out there, and you can certainly start with the fact that you and your partner, Abby, started the Starling in the Cargo District, mm-hmm. just to get folks oriented, and then how you drifted into this new endeavor.
Yeah, so Abby and I grew up together here in town. She's a good friend. She's got a catering business called Salt and Charm. I've been doing photography for 23 years, and would photograph her food a lot when I was, you know, getting started. And so our business kind of took off at the same time, and she has a love for, you know, wine. I love bourbon, and we both love community and getting people together. So the Starling kind of was a natural fit. So she said, hey, do you want to open a whiskey and wine bar? I was like, sure, why not? You know,
let's do it.
Yeah. Real casual. And so we did that, and it's done incredibly well. And so
And that's in the Cargo District. That whole area, that area is just hopping.
It is
a cool spot in town.
It's taken off a lot, and we absolutely love it there.
Right.
And so that naturally we looked at the next district over, which is the Soda Pop District, and wanted to do something that's a different concept that we haven't seen in Wilmington yet. And that's why we're doing the Ibis, which is a hi-fi listening bar, and you'll see some of them out west or in bigger cities and that sort of thing. And it's inspired by post-war Japanese era. They used to have these little kisas, they called them, which was like a little tea bar where if you couldn't afford to buy an album, you could come there and listen to it on high-quality speakers while you had a cup of tea. We're not going to be serving tea so much. Well, we'll have tea.
You probably will, because you're going to have coffee too.
Yeah. So the idea is that you come in and the acoustics are great. Gravity Records is in charge of the sound, so you know it's going to be good. They'll be curating the music, bringing in their, you know, old tube amps and speakers, and you know, making it sound great. So the idea is that you come and you enjoy a time with a friend. You don't have to shout over the music, but you know, it's appealing to all the senses.
So. I mean, and really this is, I mean, for folks like, obviously you guys were versed in knowing the history in this this type of a space in Japan. But yeah, this is a brand new concept. Really what you're talking about mm-hmm. is really something that is brand new here in the Port City.
Yeah.
I mean, a hi-fi, that's a key component, pun intended, with what you're talking about. So you're really creating a listening space mm-hmm. plus the cocktails and the drinks and the community gathering space. Really is a niche that's not that needs to be filled here,
and the coffee shop in the morning too.
Which is coming. So how did you land in the Soda Pop District, in that building over there?
I mean, you know, I guess in line with doing something that hasn't been done yet here, you know, that's a space that is right. old and being revamped, and is bringing something new to Wilmington. And so we kind of wanted to be at the front end of that. You know, we've already got Highwire Brewing there, which is amazing, Bowstring, which is incredible. So those guys are already heavy hitters in the area, and so we're excited to come and join alongside them and right. just build that whole area, you know, just outside of downtown.
Right. You know, something that stuck out for me as I was, you know, getting some information about you and reading before this interview, but I know you talk about really wanting to not just have a drink where people come and have a drink, mm-hmm. people come and have an experience.
Exactly.
Talk about that a little bit.
The highlight of pretty much anything we do, the Starling, the Ibis, is our employees. They're incredible. Our most valuable asset by far. And so our bar manager at the Starling, you know, has absolutely revolutionized, honestly, my personal opinion on how cocktails can taste.
Really? That's pretty...
Taking it to another level, wow, culinarily, and just, you know. And then our bar manager at the Ibis is going to be no different. His name is Justin. He's worked in the bar industry for a long time, and so they take this job very seriously about what they craft. So the idea is that it comes in, that you come in there and you don't just have a drink and leave, but you come in there and have an experience. So with your taste buds, with the audio, the visual, the aesthetics, you know, our graphics artist, Lauren with Aretta Graphics, is ridiculously talented. She's painting the whole mural in the back. She's the one that painted the birds on the starling, and I could go on forever. But
well, and I know, and we would love to hear more, but everybody can just go to the Ibis once it opens. Right now it's looking like early December. Yeah. Obviously, more will be confirmed as that. We all know how those permits all that stuff goes toward the end, as you're heading toward the finish line. So that is coming soon. If you're just joining us, that is Matt Ray, co-owner of the Ibis. Coming soon. Give a hi-fi. Say that little phrase again, that catchphrase, a hi-fi.
It's a hi-fi cocktail and coffee bar.
Hi-fi cocktail and coffee bar. And we're going to chat more and about the name and really what it all is behind what's going to be happening there. Music is a huge part of it. We heard some Miles Davis to set the stage because it sounds like, you know, Gravity Records is your partner. There's going to be some jazz. But then you mentioned Johnny Cash. There's going to be, it's going to be all sorts of different stuff there, right?
Yeah. And that doesn't mean it's all going to be Johnny Cash by any means.
Right. Or just Miles Davis.
Like. Yeah.
But those are just to illustrate kind of the scope and the range of what may be happening there. So we're going to chat more with Matt about that. But first, we will hand it over to Johnny and June. It's Jackson here on The Penguin. That is Johnny and June singing about Jackson. That is a little personal pick from our guest joining us here in the studio. We've got Matt Ray. He and his partner, Abby, started the Starling Bar there in the Cargo District. What, a year and a half-ish or so ago?
Yeah, just over a year.
Yep, something like that. And doing really well there, but they decided to take on more. And they are just about to open the Ibis in the old Coca-Cola bottling building, which is now being dubbed that area, the Soda Pop District, where Highwire is and Bowstring. The Ibis is going to be bringing something really different to the area. Real quick for folks that missed our first segment, just paint a little picture of what the Ibis is offering. Just a little recap for folks out there.
Yeah, so it's a hi-fi cocktail and coffee listening bar. And so we're offering really good acoustics, really good cocktails that are very thoughtfully curated. And then coffee in the morning will open at 7 o'clock. And, you know, I often say I don't want us to be a bar that happens to serve coffee. I want our coffee shop to stand on its own. So we want to win awards with that. We want to, you know, we take that very serious. So,
and you're using like local Casablanca,
yeah, so
right?
Casablanca, yeah, which to me is one of the best coffees around here. So
right.
She's contract roasting for us. We get to have our own brand on the bags and everything, but we're proud to roast Casablanca for sure.
Yeah. So you're going to have coffee, of course, cocktails, mm-hmm. and then that hi-fi component, as he was describing before in the first segment. I mean, this is just really... It's a concept that's been known out there in the world, but it's just really not something that's around here, not in this way.
For sure.
They're partnering with Gravity Records. Talk a little bit about the setup Matt's putting in there.
So, I mean, Matt Keen is such a household name in Wilmington, and Gravity Records is. I'm not even going to begin to speak to the setup he's putting in there because I will sound stupid.
Not the technical stuff, but the way it looks and feels kind of.
Yeah, so old tube amps and speakers. He's, I think as we speak, tinkering in his shop, fixing up the equipment that he's found and he's proud of and excited about. And so he's looking to install that probably this next week. So we're excited to actually see how it sounds in there. And
oh my gosh, I bet. I'm sure he is about like a kid at Christmas right now.
Oh yeah. He's eager to open.
Sure. I know he is. And then you got one of his guys that's going to be DJing there.
Yeah, Rizzy.
Rizzy Beats.
Some know him as Richard. We know him as Rizzy.
Yeah.
He's going to be kind of our resident DJ. And so he'll be there most of the time curating the sound and putting things together. But and then they're going to bring in guest DJs as well that come in that may be releasing an album or whatever. And then we'll have other DJs, you know, Professor Dub will probably make some guest spots and, and, you know, a few others in town. So,
yeah, it's, it sounds like it's just going to be really just spectacular.
I should say, sorry, I'm interrupting.
Yeah, go right ahead.
For New Year's, we've got a big, we're going to have Rizzy, Professor Dubb and Jen Fizz is coming to do a whole
bringing it for New Year's.
Big New Year's.
Yes. Thing, so. And by the way, the Ibis has not quite opened yet, but coming soon. Let's go into the name a little bit. How did you guys land on the Ibis? There's a lot of thought and intention that's gone behind that, I can tell.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we're a big fan of birds and branding, you know, not unlike penguins, you know.
Amen.
So when the Starling opened, it was really just, you know, it was not a ton of thought with that, except we just liked the name. It sounded classy. Mm-hmm. And so we went with that. And so when we did the second bar, it was natural to say, okay, let's do another bird. Let's just kind of keep this in the bird, you know, family. So we picked the Ibis. First of all, we just liked the sound of the name, even though people call it Ibis or Ibis or whatever, but it's called an Ibis. But the cool thing about the Ibis is that they are the last bird to leave when a hurricane is coming and the first one to return after the hurricane has ended. So they're really a sign of resilience. And, you know, in the economy we all live in, we need some of that. Post-COVID world, you know, it's about coming back and getting up after you've been knocked down. And, you know, so we just want to create a place of gathering a community of people to come together and, you know, enjoy life again. So,
amen to that. And it is the your graphics. Tell me her name again, your graphics person.
Lauren Yates with Aretta Graphics.
Lauren Yates, and she's crushing it. I already got a sneak peek. You guys can't see it yet because it's on his phone, but a sneak peek of the full wall mural that she's doing with Ibis's. It's just beautiful. If you've been to the Starling, you've seen some of her work there. And if you go to social pages, you'll see some great art and graphics too that's just really kind of capturing the feel. So you just imagine perfect lighting and ambiance. You've got really good high fidelity audio, vintage looking equipment. You've got coffee, you've got cocktails, you've got a real intentional listening space.
Yeah.
It sounds like it just. Kudos to your vision.
Thank you.
And what's it like seeing it about to come to fruition?
Nerve-wracking. Right. Exciting, all the things. So,
yeah.
It'll be nice to have it done and see it in the back, in the rearview mirror. So.
It is coming soon. That is the Ibis. That's the voice of Matt Ray. He and his business partner, Abby. This is their second baby together, so to speak, in terms of business. And that's going to be coming to the very up-and-coming Soda Pop District. And as he said before, really going for an experience and a community thing. That's why is that important to you?
It's just, you know, I think anyone can just go to a bar and then hop around from bar to bar, but we want people to not want to leave, you know, to come and have something to talk about later.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, we can't wait for you to open. We are grateful for your contributions to our community already. And we'll be seeing you soon.
All right.
Thanks so much for coming in. That is Matt Ray with the Ibis, opening very soon, probably early December. And you can follow them on Instagram and, of course, online as well. It's theibisbar.com. And that's IBIS, theibisbar.com. You can certainly get some good background and a glimpse of what they've got coming via their socials and their website. We'll keep the tunes rolling right after this here on The Penguin.